American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavor, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field to table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
You know, for decades, Chick-fil-A occupied a very unique place in American culture. It wasn't just a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Not just a business success story.
All right.
But it was something rarer. A national brand.
No. They cooked it.
No, that's true. No, it was
rare chicken.
Very good chicken. Yeah. And great people.
Yes.
But, you know, it became a national brand openly shaped by Christian values.
Sure.
They were closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
They still are closed on Sundays.
Right.
Family-friendly advertising, leadership that spoke unapologetically about faith and stewardship and honoring God.
Training their employees to say, my pleasure.
And
says, hey, thank you for that. It's my pleasure to serve. It's a service mindset. That's a Christian ideology. They're teaching their employees.
And they stood out.
Sure.
I mean, they stood out.
Why are you using past tense?
Well, because there's an article that is painting a very different picture of Chick-fil-A. They say that if you look at their social media today,
okay,
it celebrates gay marriage, and not quietly, not neutrally, but actively affirming it. And for millions of Americans, in this article, it says that for millions of Americans who believe Chick-fil-A represented something different, something grounded in Christian teaching, that you might be surprised about that. And they say they've done the research and they've looked at the records in terms of the IRS records. You know, that's all, you know, public, when you're a publicly traded company. The Chick-fil-A Foundation is public. Those documents are public, not the restaurant, but the Chick-fil-A Foundation has stopped donating to Christian organizations. It has redirected funding toward a lot of groups. I mean, not exclusively, but toward a lot of groups that are openly hostile to Christian teaching.
Such as who?
I don't like the Salvation Well, they withdrew their support from the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Okay.
Funds have gone instead to the YWCA, which is an organization deeply involved in pro-abortion activism and frequent partnerships with Planned Parenthood, or at least it was in the heyday. There was even a $50,000 donation to the Pace Center for Girls, which is another organization aligned with pro-abortion advocacy. So
I'm looking through Twitter, their Chick-fil-A's Twitter feed for this last year. I don't see anything on the Twitter feed that strikes me as being remotely LGBTQ+. I don't see a single rainbow on here.
So this is an article written, this is at the American Faith and Freedom blog. And
I've never heard of them.
You've never heard of them. Okay. But I guess the question is, do we really even know? I mean, you've got folks out there talking about Chick-fil-A, you know, was Christian, was supporting Christian values. I don't think that that's changed, but have they moderated? You know, and we talk about, because they did. I mean, there are a lot of folks that simply will not go to any restaurant or patronize any business that is openly Christian or otherwise, you know, touting traditional values.
You know, when it comes to some of this stuff, I don't care so much about what the business does in their own time. What I don't want is for them to be hostile to what I do in my life. So, and the left is very good at boycotting anything that doesn't 100% line up with their beliefs. If you are in favor of gay marriage, but you think that men can be, you don't think that men can become women, the left is like, look at this fascist Hitler. The left will go out and they will burn their own over and over and over until you reach this ideological purity. And those are the only people we can buy from, you know, locally sourced, carbon neutral, trans friendly. So you get all these different requirements in for the business that the left has to do. As a member of the right, I don't want to be like that. I just want to go in and I want to buy food from places that make it well. I want to, frankly, I want to reward merit. And as long as the business focuses on their business, I'm good. As long as your business isn't actively trying to destroy my lifestyle, then fine, I'll go with you. You don't have to go to the same church I go to in order for me to shop at your place. I don't necessarily need that. And so I don't want to really get into, are they right enough for me to shop there? I think that's a mindset on the left. I don't think we need it on the right. Let's let businesses focus on what they're supposed to do, which is business. And if business wants to give to a charity, and they whatever charity the business actually wants to give to, that's fine. I used to like eating Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Okay. I liked Ben and Jerry's. I knew the guys were leftists. I knew they were left-wing folks from the beginning. But, Jerry's Garcia was delicious. It wasn't until they started coming out and saying that in social media posts and in news interviews and other things like that, it wasn't until they started actually coming out as the owners of the business saying, we don't even want to serve conservatives, that I went, okay, I'm done with Ben and Jerry's. As long as they kept their politics out of their business, I was fine with it.
But you know, I think the phrase you hear all the time, support businesses that share your values.
Yeah, you can do that.
I mean, it shows up on social media and, you know, bumper stickers, et cetera. I mean, people have always chosen to spend their money based on trust and familiarity and belief and shared principles. I mean, you shop at places that treat you right.
Yes.
But, you know, so on one hand, I think most of us would agree that it's perfectly legitimate, even wise, to support businesses that align with your values.
Sure.
Right? And if Chick-fil-A happens to be that, great. But here's where the conversation kind of gets murky.
Okay.
Is that the same thing as Black Americans saying they should only support Black-owned businesses simply because they are Black-owned?
Well, I think that's actually different, because if you're looking at someone's ideology, that is different than looking at someone's skin tone. If you're only judging someone based on the color of their skin, you're doing the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King Jr. said we should be doing, and you're acting like a racist. It is okay to judge people on the content of their character, and how do you understand how someone's content of their character? That is revealed by what they do. What you do reveals what you believe. It reveals who you are. Now, your skin tone does not reveal who you are at all. And so for someone to say we're only going to support Black businesses, that's racist. For someone to say I would prefer to shop at a place that I think supports the same kinds of things I support, that's not racist at all.
So there's a distinction there.
Completely.
Than a Christian saying I'm only going to support Christian-owned businesses. Right.
And again, you're welcome to do that.
Or a veteran, you know, supporting, he says, I'm only going to support, you know, whenever possible, veteran owned businesses.
But I also believe in the opposite of DEI. I'm not into diversity, equity, inclusion. I'm into merit. Who does the best job for the lowest price? That's who I want to buy. And frankly, when it comes to chicken, for me, that's still Chick-fil-A, even if they aren't attending my church. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know from Wow This Morning, reporter and former CNN anchor Don Lemon was arrested by federal authorities. He was part of a group of people who invaded a Christian church service 2 weekends ago as part of the anti-ICE demonstrations in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's charged with conspiracy to deprive others of their civil rights and a violation of the FACE Act. Don Lemon's lawyer, Abby Lowell, released a statement saying, "Don has been a journalist for 30 years. His constitutionally protected work in Minneapolis was no different than what he has always done. The First Amendment exists to protect journalists whose role it is to shine light on the truth and hold those in power accountable. However, the First Amendment also protects the rights of people to worship, and the church Lemon helped invade is not in power of the immigration policies of the United States."
That is surprising. Is that not surprising?
That he was arrested?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. He'll say he was being a journalist. I think that the government's going to have to prove he was doing more than that. Second thing you need to know from tomorrow, President Trump has announced who he plans on naming as the next head of the Federal Reserve. Trump named Kevin Warsh to be the next Fed chair. Warsh served as a Federal Reserve governor from 2006 to 2011. He's a lecturer at Stanford University and part of the panel of economic advisors of the Congressional Budget Office. Jerome Powell's term as Fed chair ends in May, and he will not be reappointed to the position. President Trump has been highly critical of Powell for being too slow to respond to economic problems.
Yeah, President Trump said we should have the lowest interest rates in American history.
Yeah, which is hard to do because we've been down like at 0% before. But okay, anyway. Third thing you need to know from tomorrow, a federal judge has dismissed murder charges against Luigi Mangione. Mangione is accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, shooting him from behind on the sidewalk just outside a hotel in Manhattan. U.S. District Judge Margaret M. Garnett, a Biden appointee, threw out the murder charge through use of a firearm charge as well as a separate gun charge. She allowed two stalking charges to remain in place. The judge admitted her reasoning for throwing out the charges was, quote, tortured and strange, and, quote, may seem contrary to our institutions about the criminal law. Mangione does still face murder charges in New York State, however, and he will no longer be facing the threat of a death sentence.
You know, that's going to disappoint a lot of folks.
I don't see how you throw out a murder charge with the gun when you found the gun in his backpack and there's video of somebody shooting him from behind.
Makes no sense.
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
We'll be right back.
back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know I brought this up before. I've got to say it again. This is absolutely unconscionable. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has now ordered her top diplomat to rush to the quote-unquote highest levels of the United States government.
Okay, Marco Rubio.
Okay, or President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Not to offer help. I mean, Claudia Sheinbaum is not offering help.
Right.
She's not proposing joint operations.
Right.
She's not proposing or otherwise indicating that she wants to dismantle the criminal empires that are poisoning both of our nations, by the way, in these drug cartels. No, what she is wanting to go to the highest levels of the United States government to say is to not attack the drug cartels in Mexico. That's her priority.
Yep.
Do not attack the drug cartels inside Mexico. Not stopping fentanyl, not crushing the cartels, not restoring law and order. The urgent diplomatic mission for Claudia Sheinbaum,
first female president of the nation of Mexico, I thought we were supposed to celebrate that,
is to protect the cartels from their criminal enterprises.
Well, look, if you go after the cartels, they may try and retaliate and do something illegal.
Like kill
politicians? Yeah.
Murder journalists?
Yeah.
Buy politicians.
Yeah. Sell drugs.
Intimidate judges.
Take over entire towns. Take over entire states.
They own police departments.
Yeah.
And the president of Mexico is panicking, not because of what these cartels are doing inside her own country.
No, that's fine.
But because the United States might finally do something that Mexico doesn't have the courage to do themselves.
Yeah. And maybe it's not necessarily courage. Maybe Mexico at this point really doesn't even have the ability to do it themselves. Maybe the Mexican government, the federal allies, and the Mexican military, it might be outgunned by the cartels.
No, I think you may be right. But the most outrageous part of this, I mean, I don't know where in her pea brain she thinks that the United States is going to accept this kind of arrangement that she's asking for.
Yeah, that's not going to be acceptable, Donald Trump. He wants to stop the drug trade coming into the U.S. It's coming in large part, through Mexico. Now, we've already taken stances to stop the cartels from human trafficking into the U.S., but the cartels are going to have to try and find another way to make some money, because they were making a ton of money off that human trafficking in the Biden administration, and Trump cut it off.
Well, Americans do not surrender.
No.
Mexicans might. We don't.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, is Ashley Tisdale the victim of a toxic mom group or just a grown-up mean girl?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas. Mama, mama. I told me not to come.
She said, that ain't the way I find room. And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, Ashley Tisdale's been in movies and stuff and TV shows.
Haskell Musical.
Yeah. And she apparently went and did a public post, an op-ed, I guess, saying that all these other celebrities who are now moms are mean to her. There's a toxic mom group in California, and she's just getting left out all the time.
What an ultimately mean thing for her to do.
Right.
I mean, that's...
To post that on...
Yes, okay. Yes, the meanest of them all.
So let's start with that. Let's assume she's right. Okay. Let's assume that there's a toxic, mean mom group in Hollywood.
Yeah, that she's part of.
If you guys were part of a toxic, mean mom group, what would you do?
Get out of it.
Don't easily. Be a part of it. I mean, it's one of those things that... We'll get into what she did. But personally, if I was part of that and I noticed it and I was being excluded or whatever, I would quietly bow out. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have to say a word. People know who the mean people are. And because if you say something like she has done, oh boy, the backlash, it's not worth the grief that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You might feel
even
good.
Even if you're right.
Even if you're right. And even if you have people going, finally, somebody stood up to those mean girls. It's a tricky game, because it's more of them, and they can be manipulative, which they've done. They've come out and said that she was the one. She was the one that had zero awareness.
There was this little girl that went to my kid's school. I'll call her Cat.
Cat.
Cat. And Kat went to elementary school and always a problem with the girls, always a problem. Go to the office. Her parents would get involved. And it was always, the girls are jealous of my daughter, blah, blah, blah. She goes to junior high, whole different group. Suddenly Kat's a problem. Mm-hmm. Something else. Those girls are so mean. They're so jealous, whatever. High school comes along, same situation, whole nother set of girls. The common denominator is Kat. And sometimes it is very hard to be that person that sees so clearly. It could be these mean moms that she's talking about. See her as Kat. Mm-hmm. She's a problem and they don't want to be friends with her. But how do you nicely
navigate and start
excluding her? Like, don't ask her. Let's do our own little thing. She gets her feelings hurt. So she throws it out there. She's already said so much about her own character by making it an op-ed like that.
Yeah. That's, you know, that is one of those, when you speak, you say more about yourself than you do someone else or about the person you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's a good point that you have, because you can have a sweet group of girls, but this one, you know, might get on their nerves, and they know they have more fun when it's just them. So they start doing – that's the problem with social media. They start doing things outside of the group without Ashley that she would see on social media, like, oh, they didn't invite me to that. So it hurt her feelings. But since then, what's happened is the husbands have gotten involved. So Hillary Duff is part of this group that she talked about.
Yeah.
Mandy
Moore.
Who,
by the way, from everything I've read about Hillary Duff in the past, has seemed like a very lovely person.
Right. Yeah. Well, what's interesting about it is her sister Haley is taking the side of Ashley.
Really?
Yes.
I see a lot of jealousy here.
Wow. Yeah.
I see a lot of jealousy.
And so, but Hillary Duff's husband writes his own op-ed, and he says that she was insufferable. Like, if you want to go there, sister, we can go there. Ooh. We've got receipts. So it's one of those things that our advice, I think, would be just in a ladylike manner, mm-hmm. just bow out gracefully.
Be a cuss
be
girl.
Be kind.
Be a cuss girl. Yeah, that's why we like being on the
cuss.
Be on the cuss.
On the outer layer of a lot of friend groups. So you've got a lot of friends. You don't have to be included. I don't get my feelings hurt when I'm not included.
Right. I mean, you've got friends that'll go do something. They'll go to lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that looks nice.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
My own little observation with her also is these women are famous women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of moms in that school that she could click with and be friends with, but they're not the famous ones. So I think it's this particular clique that she wants to be accepted in, because she probably needs more clout. She needs more connections.
Yeah.
She's only got one hit. She's only got one show she was a part of.
Right.
And so I think it's this particular group she wanted to be a part of, and they don't really want her to be a friend. So she got her feelings hurt, because there's lots of girls she could be friends with.
But here's the problem. And I'm gonna. This is one of her quotes. She said, reflected when she did that piece for the New Yorker. She said, you know, she wasn't cool enough for the group's other members, sitting alone one night after getting her daughter to bed, feeling totally lost as to what she was doing wrong to be left out. So she ended the friend group, and she wrote in there, this is too high school for me. I don't want to take part of it anymore. That's what she wrote to them. I mean, you can kind of tell that her character there. But here's what's going to happen. If they're part of the same mom group, their kids are probably friends or go to the same school or church or groups. This is not only going to harm her and these friendships forever. What she doesn't realize is her daughters will be excluded from these birthday parties. She'll be excluded from functions that they have no problem with the little girls they were playing with or whatever. You really have, when you're a mom, you have to really think about the bigger picture.
About how it impacts your kids.
Yes. That's right.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettle, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune into American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
American Ground Radio, crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream, and now 100% tariff-free.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Okay, here's the core of it.
Okay.
The United States has effectively taken control of Venezuelan oil exports after, you know, after we captured its dictator, Nicolas Maduro,
right,
cutting off Venezuela's ability to send oil to Cuba.
Okay.
Now, that's important.
Yeah, because we've been seizing some of the... We had already had international sanctions on oil coming out of Venezuela. It's just now under Donald Trump, we're finally enforcing those sanctions. They were sending what they're calling ghost ships, basically unregistered oil tankers from Venezuela to Cuba for years. And that's been propping up both countries because Cuba needed the oil, Venezuela needed the money. And the Donald Trump finally came in and went, why are we letting these illegal ships deliver illegal oil? So we started capturing these tankers, and the number of tankers trying to make that trip has significantly decreased.
Well, also, not only the oil coming out of South America, but also coming from Mexico.
Right.
Mexico is now canceling its oil deliveries to Cuba.
Right.
And now President Trump has declared a national emergency over the threats posed by Cuba.
Really?
He says there will be zero oil or money going to Cuba. So this is, I mean, like I said, Mexico, you know, which stepped in as Cuba's major supplier after the Venezuela collapse.
Yeah.
They've stopped delivering oil now.
Wow.
Now, why do you think that is? Well, obviously, it's pressure from the United States.
And there was a, I believe it was a refinery company that pulled out of Cuba this week. They just packed up all their stuff and left because they were running out of oil to actually work on. And so they were going to have all their equipment making no money for them. So they left Cuba. And that's, a big source of energy for the island. It's a problem.
So in this executive order, it says the president is addressing the basically the threats of the communist Cuban regime by taking decisive action to hold the Cuban regime accountable for its support of hostile actors, terrorism, and regional instability that endanger American security and foreign policy.
Wow.
I'm telling you, President Trump,
he's trying to end the Maduro regime in Venezuela.
Oh, my goodness.
He's trying
gracious.
To end the Castro regime in Cuba. He's trying to end the mullahs in Iran.
He's a busy guy.
It's a busy guy. We live in interesting times. That is for sure. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
Rui Teixeira is a Democrat strategist, the author of the book Demographics is Destiny, which basically was saying that the more people you get who are minorities moving into the country, the more likely you are to have a Democrat majority for the rest of time. He's been obsessed with trying to create a permanent Democrat majority in the U.S. for this entire century. But in recent years, he's been trying to tell the Democrat Party they're now on the wrong path. His beloved Democrat permanent majority is fizzling. And instead of becoming a permanent majority, they're on the way to becoming a permanent minority, at least at the national level, according to Teixeira. So he has an article out this week trying to tell the Democrat Party what they need to do differently. It's called Seven Principles for a 21st Century Left. So if the
Wait, principles?
These are principles.
That's something that is antithetical to the left. They don't have principles.
Well, that's part of what he's trying to say is we've got to have these principles if we want to have
dominant.
I got to hear this.
What's the first one?
Here are the seven core principles for a serious 21st Century Left.
Oh, my goodness.
One, energy realism. Quote, acknowledging that no climate change is not an emergency and does not justify impractical rapid transition to wind and solar. And yes, fossil fuels, especially natural gas and oil, will be a big part of the energy mix for many, many years to come. That sounds like the Republican position, doesn't it?
Okay, it might be, but at the same time, you see, Trump derangement syndrome is only made possible by the emotional, irrational decisions of those on the left.
Well, and he's trying to say we've got to make rational decisions. We've got to have energy realism. All right, that's his first pillar. Second pillar.
These things just are incompatible with many leftists. Realism. What? Now you're using the word realism.
He uses the word realism in all seven of his pillars.
Okay.
Growth realism. Quote: The left must learn to love economic growth instead of downgrading it. In particular, they should be racking their brains on how to create the best possible environment for productivity growth. Huh, that sounds like the Republican position on economics.
You know what? He should scrap all of these principles and just say, you should change your party registration to the Republican Party.
Well, that's only two of the seven. Maybe the others are...
Nah, they're all the same.
All right,
Come on, let's go.
Number three,
let's
governance realism. There's getting elected and then there's governing. You've got to run the government well and get things done voters care about if you want those voters to stick with you. And that's where the left has been running into problems. Big problems. So it's a competency issue. Huh, that sounds like the Republican position on governance. I don't need you to do everything. I just need you to do what the government's supposed to do and do that well. All right?
It's all a charade. That's what this is. It's a ruse.
This article, you think this is a charade?
I think, if the left takes this seriously.
Yes.
Then I say if they take this seriously, it's a charade. They will, because you know they don't believe any of these things.
I know the party doesn't believe in
anything. They can't separate the emotion that they feel about business and about oil and about all of that.
David Hogg is not going to embrace any of this stuff. Ilhan Omar is not going to embrace any of this stuff. AOC, Gavin Newsom, none of them are going to embrace any of this stuff. But Rui Teixeira, again, a Democrat strategist, says they need to. Pillar number four, immigration realism. Across the Western world and here in the United States, encouragement of mass immigration through lax border and interior enforcement and porous asylum systems have effectively legalized illegal immigration and made a mockery of controlled legal immigration. The results have been disastrous, he said. Doesn't that sound like the Republican position on immigration?
1,000%. Absolutely.
All right. Again, Democrat strategist says these are the 7 principles for a 21st century leftism. Number 5, merit realism. Instead of dismantling discrimination and providing assistance so that more people have the opportunity to acquire merit, the real solution is to worry less about merit and more about equal opportunities, equity, in parlance of our times. That is nuts. So he's saying the left's position is completely nuts when it comes to merit.
Okay, but these folks are so emotionally attached to the idea of DEI that this nation is systematically racist.
Oh, we'll get to that.
And that we've got to, you know, we've got to look beyond competence or merit.
Right.
I mean, DEI is not about meritocracy.
No.
And you expect liberals like AOC?
Oh, I don't expect him. He's just saying that if you want to win again, these are things you've got to believe.
So basically, you need to be more like a Republican.
Number 6, biology realism. In reality, sex is binary. Males cannot become females. How about this last one?
A joke.
Patriotic realism.
This is a complete, absolute joke. Where was this article published?
It was published on his Substack. So again, Rui Teixeira's Substack article. And again, he's a Democrat strategist, the author
must not be in very big demand because
he was at the beginning of the 21st century. The whole reason this century why Democrats really started pushing for illegal immigration was based off of his book, Demographics is Destiny, which was the idea that the more brown people you bring into the U.S., the more blue states you'll have.
I guarantee you Amy Klobuchar, who is running for governor now in Minnesota,
right?
There is not a chance that she would embrace any of these so-called 7 principles.
But on all 7, the principle is be more like the Republicans, which leads to my question. If all the Democrats have to do to win elections in the rest of this century is to simply believe things that Republicans already believe, why do we need a Democrat Party in the first place anymore? Why isn't Rui Teixeira now a Republican? Makes no sense to me.
No, if a leftist embraced these 7 principles, they would have to do the exact opposite
of what the Democrat Party wants to do. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua HealthShare is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua HealthShare.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys, I can't change that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Barr with Louis R. Abalone.
The Democrats need to follow the model of George Costanza.
George Costanza?
You remember in Seinfeld, the episode called The Opposite? George, finally confronts the obvious.
Yes.
That his instincts have ruined his life.
Yes.
Every choice he has made has led to embarrassment and failure and humiliation.
Yes.
So he does something very radical.
Yes.
He flips the script. He says, I'm going to... If every instinct you have is wrong, his philosophy now would be. If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Yes.
And you know what? It worked instantly.
It did.
At least in the episode.
Yes.
George orders a salad and instead of a cheeseburger, and he tells the truth instead of lying. He stops chasing what feels good, and he starts doing what feels uncomfortable, and his life improves almost immediately.
Okay.
Better job prospects, better relationships,
gets
better outcomes.
Date. Yeah, very quickly.
So this is, if there were ever a political movement that has proven over and over that its instincts are wrong, like George Costanza's were,
yes,
it would be the Democrat Party. They were wrong on crime. They were wrong on borders. They were wrong on energy. They were wrong on culture.
Wrong on government spending. Wrong on abortion.
Every instinct Democrats follow produces the opposite of what they promise. Mm. They say compassion and they deliver disorder.
Right.
They say equity and they deliver resentment. They say progress and they deliver decline.
Yeah, they say hope and change, we get more of the same.
So maybe, it's time for a little George Costanza politics. What if the Democrats did do the opposite?
That's what Rui Teixeira was arguing in his seven principles for a 21st century left. Every principle he mentioned was the Democrat Party needs to do the exact opposite of what they're currently doing, and they need to do what the Republican Party is currently doing.
But see, this is the brilliance here. You know, George didn't get any smarter. He didn't gain any new information. He just acknowledged reality.
That his instincts were wrong.
That his judgment was broken. And once he accepted that, the solution was obvious. Politics isn't any different. When a party's policies consistently fail, doubling down isn't courage, it's denial.
Sometimes
the smartest move isn't, you know, a new plan or a new slogan.
Right.
Sometimes, just sometimes, maybe it's doing the opposite.
You know, that's really good advice. And it's also not fake news.
You are fake news.
Okay, kids, it's Fake News Friday. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news was reported and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
And make sure you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us what your score was this week. This week we are giving out free ice bottles.
Just free ice bottles.
Yeah, it's water bottles that have been frozen.
That's the best you can... I mean, that doesn't sound very sexy at all.
All right,
ice bottles.
That's what we're doing. All right, first one. A Homeland Security officer had his finger bitten off by a protester in Minneapolis. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Yeah, that's real news.
Yeah, that's real news. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin showed an AI image of Alex Pretty during a Senate hearing in an effort to make ICE agents look bad. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Absolutely ridiculous, but that is real news.
That's real news, yeah. The DOJ arrested Don Lemon because Don Lemon is black. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, it's fake. Yeah, that's fake news. Jim Acosta said that. The stinky substance sprayed on Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was identified as Somali food. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's fake news.
Oh, that's...
Or really fake
there
news.
There you go. That's really fake news.
I mean, I could see someone, you know, trying to make conservatives look bad that, you know, some MAGA supporter said that.
No, that was actually the Babylon Bee who said that. Okay, U.S. ice sculpting team was disqualified from the World Snow Sculpting Championships for being too political. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that.
That's real news. They did an anti-ice sculpture. They apparently sculpted in hand signals for like sign language. Ice out is what they spelled. Anyway, Bruce Springsteen threatened this week to keep releasing new music unless Trump stops deporting people. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's real news.
That's really fake news.
Really fake news.
He did release a song about ICE and all this in Michigan, but in Minnesota, it wasn't very good. A Democrat running for attorney general in Ohio says he's going to kill President Trump. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that.
Yeah, he's campaigning on it. Released a video saying, what I mean by that is I'm going to convict him of capital murder and I'm going to execute him. That's his campaign.
Oh, I see. Yes.
William Shakespeare was a black Jewish woman. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's fake news.
That's fake news. There's a new book out that makes that claim. An Australian bike race was disrupted when a kangaroo tried to cross the road. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'll go with real news there.
Yeah, it was a massive pileup. Poor kangaroo, poor bike riders. It was a mess.
US, people were hopping all over them.
They were hopping mad about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
U.S. life expectancy hit an all-time high in 2024. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that.
79 years old. Yeah. First time I ever reached 79 years old. Lululemon is blaming its customers for their new see-through leggings. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Ooh, I'm going to go with real news on that.
That's real news. They say that people aren't wearing the right color underwear and they're buying the leggings a size too small. That's the problem. And how about this last one? President Trump has announced his own doomsday clock and it's set to infinity seconds before midnight. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Infinity seconds? I'm going to go with that is really fake news.
That's really fake news. The people who have the self-progressed doomsday clock, they moved it forward and... So the joke was, Trump's like, nah, infinity. All right. Hey, let us know what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. Tell us how many you got right. Tell us how many you got wrong.
But all we have to offer you is ice. What did you say? Ice bottles.
Yeah, it's a bottle of water that we left outside.
Nobody wants that.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100. 800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, this is a bit of sad news.
Okay.
Lou Holtz, the former coach of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He has entered hospice care.
Mm.
And, you know,
we've had Lou on the show for one of our Christmas specials.
Yep.
He was on that. And we got to meet him in person.
Yep.
He came to speak at a pro-life event that we were at.
But see, for Lou Holtz, it was never just about football. Wins mattered, sure, but
right.
Character mattered more.
Right.
Discipline, accountability, faith, preparation, personal responsibility. He preached them. He lived them. He demanded them. And he was
when he was coaching football, he was much more interested in building men of character.
Yes.
Than he was necessarily in winning games. But that's one of the things. If you just focus on winning games, you're not going to build men of character. But if you build men of character, you will win games.
No, he didn't just lead teams. He developed leaders. He
right.
poured that belief system that he had into young men who didn't yet believe in themselves.
Right.
So I think his legacy here is, you know, it's not just trophies.
Mm-hmm.
It's the tens of thousands of lives influenced by one consistent message, and that is your life will not change until you do. We need more Lou Holtzes in our world.
Right.
Because we are starving for moral clarity, for leaders who inspire without apologizing, and for mentors who tell the truth even when it's uncomfortable.
You know, he was a lovely guy when we got to meet him. Absolutely lovely in person. And just want to say, whoa.
Whoa, whoa! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Well, we talked about how the life expectancy in the U.S. reached an all-time high of 79 years old. Here are some words of wisdom about long life. Andy Rooney, it's paradoxical that the idea of living a long life appeals to everyone, but the idea of getting old doesn't appeal to anyone. Benjamin Franklin said, a long life may not be good enough, but a good life is long enough. Bryant H. McGill, it is better to have a meaningful life and make a difference than to merely have a long life. And Ralph Waldo Emerson, it is not length of life, but depth of life.
No, and you got to have a positive attitude.
I agree.
You can't be going around whining about everything. You just got to pick yourself up. You got to get going.
That makes life better. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.